SBS Radio.
We have this morning Cara Lopez, Marketing and Communication Assistant for Casula Powerhouse Arts Center. Good morning, Cara.
Hello, good morning. So today we're having an event called Girls Talk Women's Work, which is a set of three panels featuring a number of thought leaders from the community telling us a bit about their stories and inspiring local young women from schools close by in order to like shape the way they perceive their place in the world. It's really amazing.
And this is part of the celebration of the International Women's Day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And what's really amazing is it's the second year that we've run this particular event, and it's grown from how it was in its infancy. And I believe over the next few years, we'll be adding a bit more performative elements to it other than just the spoken word in the panel.
Yeah, I've seen lots of students come to the center for the talk or for the panel, but how important it is for women to really involve girls in the discussions and talk about issues concerning gender inequality and issues concerning women?
I think it's very important, especially for us as a center, to cement our place as an area where women feel safe and empowered to talk about inequality and also share and celebrate the achievements that women have done until today. What's really amazing about our panel in comparison to others that I've been to in the past is the intersectionality in terms of the people who we invite, as well as the diversity in ages, diversity in professional backgrounds. And in this way, we're giving a more holistic perspective for the women of tomorrow.
Yeah, and also you mentioned off air that the center is trying to focus on the community.
Definitely. So Casula Powerhouse Arts Center is owned by Liverpool City Council. And what's really beautiful is our council is spearheaded by a number of really amazing influential women. So the CEO is a woman, a lot of influential thought leaders in the council itself, like councillors and the mayor, are women. So what's really beautiful is we're bringing that energy and that vibrancy into the center and involving the community a lot more into building the center up, because realistically, like, we're owned by the people who live around the area, and we want to give service to them.
And is this one way of empowering through the Powerhouse Art Center?
I guess so. A number of our events throughout the year involve a lot of the community members. So what's really beautiful is the focus on women during the month of March, and it, I guess, paves the path for us to be able to celebrate International Women's Day every day, not just in the one day.
In today's panel, Girls Talk Women's Work, few Filipino-Australians are among the panels, but you yourself, coming from a Filipino heritage as well, how important it is to really involve the diversity of artists and performers in such event as this?
It's one of the things that I feel really strongly about as a creative practitioner myself. I feel a sense of pride and ownership in terms of the people that I work with and who are involved in events here in the center. So I feel really privileged to have introduced my colleagues to women like Marikit Santiago, Eunice Andrada, and Jules Orculo. In this way, like, I'm developing a stronger relationship between the center and also with the women who share my heritage. And last year, I was a guest in one of the public art programs that an artist named M.A. Telesas de la Rosa established. And that was where I met other creative people from Filipino heritage. And I think over the past few years especially, it's strengthened my drive to get a lot more people recognized and involved, and so that the community who live locally in Liverpool, but also the arts community as well, are aware that it's more than just the visual arts. It's also the performative arts, the written word or spoken word that makes a difference.
Maybe lastly, at the end of the day, what this Casula Powerhouse Arts Center aim to really accomplish in doing this Girls Talk Women's Work?
From my conversations with my colleague Kane, who conceptualized the idea for Girls Talk Women's Work, it's a lot about strengthening the perceptions of women so that they can make a difference to tomorrow. And what's really wonderful about our council is one of the values that we hold dear is generosity and decisiveness. And in this way, in taking part in a program like Girls Talk Women's Work, I believe that the women of tomorrow are going to be able to be decisive about what steps to take, how to empower other women, and how to be generous with their time and ideas.
And Casula Powerhouse is open to artists, isn't it? I know there are some Filipino artists who has works that has been featured at the center.
Definitely. So last year we did a call out for a number of artists in the community who wanted to get their works shown, and our curatorial team is extremely passionate about getting artists from the local community involved in the center and diversify the kinds of art that's shown as well. One of the beautiful things about this is that it's developed a really strong exhibition program that's a lot more connected to what the community wants to see and what the community's experience is. And coming up in May, actually, there's going to be an exhibition. You'd better check the Casula Powerhouse website for more details closer to the date. But Mari Kit's artworks are going to be involved in that exhibition. So it's a beautiful display of what motherhood is, and it connects to the experience of not just mothers in the home, but mothers as vulnerable, empowered, strong women.
Thank you very much, Cara.
Thank you so much for having me.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.